Either one.
Okay. And so he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
Almost did.
Or he, what he was going to hit him.
He started to hit him.
Did you ever say he made out like or acted as
Yeah, yeah, made out like he was going to hit him. Pretended would be the point.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Shreveport, you might say, well, right now we're, what to go next week?
Right now we plan to go next week.
Did you ever say we're aiming to go?
Well, I probably have said it in some time. But
how would you say that?
Well, we aim to go. No, you say we aim to go next week, or we plan to go next week.
What about we're fixing to go?
Well, I've said that, I'm sure, plenty of times. We're fixing to go to Shreveport tomorrow.
Does fixing mean...
Just getting ready. Mm-hmm. Just making plans, preparing.
Does it mean immediately or just sometime in the future? Or?
Well, that just depends. I could be fixing to go to town this afternoon or fixing to go to Shreveport tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just looking forward to it, planning,
uh-huh,
preparing for it.
And say if he said he was going to get some cake and I wanted to know whether I could have any, I'd say, want to get some?
May I have some cake? Or?
Okay. And you'd say, something that you do every day. If I ask you, do you do it often? You say, yes, I
do it every day.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me,
does he do it every day?
Okay. You would never say, do he do it?
No.
How does that sound?
Bad.
And I'd say, I don't smoke, but he...
He does smoke.
And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I... What of him?
I've heard of him.
What about heard tell of him?
Well, I heard tell of him. I don't need it. The tell shouldn't go.
And if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you
hear that?
And you'd say, yes, I
heard it.
And say, well, I don't know whether he did that or not, but people says
he did.
Okay. And you'd say, this part of my head is called my...
Fard, or my forehead.
Which would you say?
I'd say my forehead.
And this is my...
Hair.
And on a man, hair here would be...
His beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
That's your left ear.
And this is
your right ear.
And this is
your lips.
Or the whole thing is your...
Face.
Or...
That's your mouth.
And this is
throat, your neck.
What about goozle?
Oh, goozle, I don't use that word.
What is a goozle?
Well, a goozle is that, I suppose, it's where you swallow or mm-hmm. something inside your throat.
And these are your...
Teeth.
And one...
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Your gums.
And this is one...
Hand.
Two...
Hands.
And this is the...
Palms.
Do you ever hear people say pan of your hand?
Oh, yes, I've heard that, too. I've heard that.
You've heard them say...
The pan of your hand.
Who would say that?
Oh, just, I don't know, years ago, you
uh-huh.
hear say so-and-so stuck a nail right in the pan of his hand. The pan of your hand is just your palm. That.
Uh-huh. You say this is one?
Fist.
Two
fists.
And the place where the bones come together is called the?
Your joints.
And this is one?
Leg.
Huh?
That's your leg.
And this is one?
Toe.
Or
your foot.
And you have two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I...
You squat.
And any name for this back part of your thigh here?
No, I can't think. There's a name for it, but I can't think of it now.
Do you ever hear haunches or
hunches? Haunches, you get down on your haunches.